broadcasting from the planet Earth. This is Apollo Mighty Extreme Comedy Presentation.
The Alt.Dot Comedy Lounge. Live comedy every Monday night at 9 at the Rivoli, 334 Queen Street, West Toronto. The Alt.Dot, where laughter is routine.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Alt.Dot Comedy Lounge. Just for something fun, I thought I'd come out and introduce to you your host for the evening. Give it up, go crazy, for Mr. Danny Polishuk!
Yes, I guess I want you to back.
Thank you! Welcome to the Alt.Dot Comedy Lounge, everybody. How you doing tonight? You are in for quite the treat. This is honestly one of the best comedy shows in all of Toronto on any night of the week. We've been here for 20 years. It's on Sirius XM, Canada Laugh 168, and laugh we will. So applause for yourselves for coming out on this Monday night. Thank you very much. We have an excellent show with all sorts of great comics. You all seem like you're in a pretty good mood. Yeah, that's good. Excellent. I meet so many people now who are just in these visibly bad moods, and you're like, why are you in such a bad mood? You're just like, Trump. Sure it's not your asymmetrical bowl cut? I hate him. He's a fascist. He makes a lot of people really angry. Who here has been angered by him? A lot of people, huh? You know who he doesn't make angry? Anyone that owns a Bristol Board company? This is the golden era for Bristol Boards right now. Let me tell you what. Everybody here knows what Bristol Board is, by the way? I have to ask that because I recently did a show and I did that joke. And seriously, it was just like silence. And I'm like, do people here not know what Bristol Board is? And everybody was like, no, what is it? I'm like, seriously? I'm like, it's the thing you make your protest signs with. And then this woman right here, she goes, oh, you mean poster board? I'm like, what the fuck is poster board? And then everyone in the room was like, yeah, it's called poster board. I'm like, what? I'm like, okay, I guess I haven't been in elementary school in like 20 some odd years. Maybe in that time period, like big Bristol Board got bought out by big poster board and now it's poster board or some shit. But so then I went and did a show later that night and I said poster board instead of Bristol Board. Silence. And I'm just like, do you guys not know what poster board is? And they're like, no, what is it? I'm like, it's Bristol Board. I'm like, well, why didn't you say that? I'm like, because the last fucking show I was at, that orange bastard got me. Damn it. So I'm just going to say Bristol Board from here on out. I feel bad for kids who have to do like science fair projects and shit right now, just because there's probably no Bristol Board left, just because their mom bought it all for every rally she goes to every other day. So they probably have to do like their science fair project on the back of one of their mom's signs, you know, but you can still kind of see through it says this pussy grabs back, and you're like, ugh. That's a D-. Is anybody pumped to be living in Russia soon? That's the level. That's max excitement in Russia, actually. That was a standing ovation in Russia, if anybody wants to know what it sounds like. You can't get too happy. I have a 91-year-old Russian grandmother, so I know what's up. Does anybody ever get to hang out with any old immigrants? Like that you own? Not you own, you know what I mean? But like are yours, like related to you? It's the best. Like, she has the craziest fucking stories. Like, I'll just be hanging out with her, and she'll just be like, yes, when I was a little girl, I went to a parade and saw Hitler. And you're like, what? Excuse me? She's like, just wanted to see what all the fuss was about. You're like, fuss? We're Jewish. What are you talking about? It wasn't voluntary. She's alive, guys. She made it. I had lunch with her the other day. I'm telling you, it's all good. Unless it was some kind of weird sixth sense thing and I was just eating lunch by myself. She's been dead for years. No, she's super alive. I recommend you hang out with old immigrants just because they have the best stories. She has like 5 amazing stories. Not a ton, about 5. She tells them over and over again because she can't really remember, which is okay. She's 91 years old. I hang out with women now who tell the same 5 fucking stories over and over again. Don't worry, though. None of you are here. I'm sure your boyfriends are like, no, not you, honey. Your stories are right to the point, super punchy. Never tell the same one twice. You can tell this kind of comes from a real place, huh? My favorite story my grandmother has. So after World War II ended, she was living in this in this apartment building in Russia, and one day she gets a knock on her door, and it's her neighbor, this woman, and the woman's like, "Hey, have you seen my husband?" And my grandmother's like, "No, sorry, I haven't seen him." Nobody hears from the guy for 3 years, okay? 3 years go by, and a letter shows up from the husband to the wife explaining what happened. So what happened is that one day he was in the lobby of his building making small talk with a neighbor, and he goes to the neighbor, he goes, "Hey, you want to hear a joke?" And the guy's like, "Sure." So he tells him this anti-government joke, and then the neighbor rats him out to the KGB, which, if you don't know, it's the thing that Donald Trump works for. So he rats him out to the KGB, and the guy got 10 years of hard labor in North Siberia for a fucking joke. But as a comic, I'm like, no, he didn't get 10 years just like because it was anti-government. Like, part of me is like, he probably got 5 years because it was like an anti-government joke, and then maybe like another 5 years because it was just like a really bad pun, you know, just like a real groaner. Just like his punchline was probably just like, "So then I'm like, quit rushing me." Because we're Russian. It's like, I got it. I hope you get the death penalty. It's tough out there. It is tough. Did anybody go to the Women's March? That's pretty good. That's not a bad response. I mostly hang out with comedians. You'll see a bunch coming through. Most of them are huge pieces of shit. And when the Women's March happened, so many of my friends were like, because they're comedians, are like, "Oh, we're going to go down there and get some pussy." I was like, "Dude, don't do that. I'm telling you. You're going to get fucking maced 100% of the time. You're going to get so maced." Like, the idea of, like, my friends going, like, catcalling women at the Women's March, I'm like, "Don't do it." Catcalling is really gross. I got catcalled recently for the first time. Lady, that wasn't the joke. No, I was out on the street, and a car drove by, and then this woman stuck her head out, and she goes, "Nice jacket." That was all right. I think I got a whole extra season out of that jacket as a result. I know that it's not the same with women, though. It's way, way grosser. I feel like there's kind of this like war against catcalling going on, which I'm totally on board with, because really it's just a war against dumb people, because that's how dumb people mate, is they catcall. Like, you ever see a guy try and catcall a woman? It's the same as if he's trying to like attract a squirrel at the park. He's like, "Here, lady, lady." And he's got like some nuts in his hand or whatever women like to eat. It is so gross. And honestly, the thing is, most of you women are pretty intelligent. Some of you definitely very dumb. But the thing is, the intelligent, you smart ones, you get angry, rightfully so, when you get catcalled. But like, you got to realize, like, this guy who's catcalling you, right? He's dumb. And it works on the dumb ones, and you're walking by, and he needs to make a split-second decision about whether you are smart or dumb. But like I said, he's dumb, so he's not good at making decisions like that. Plus, when he was in like elementary school, he saw the inspirational quote, "You miss 100% of the shots you don't take," and he really took that to heart. Plus, Wayne Gretzky said that. So you just got to do that. And it works. Like, there are definitely kids who are just like, "Mom, how did you and Dad meet?" And you're like, "Well, your father just went... and I walked over because I'm dumb. And that's how yous were born." So all these dummies. I feel bad for these catcalling guys. Now they got to learn how to use like Tinder and shit and get personalities and stuff and hobbies. And Tinder's going to be hard for them because they don't make that for flip phones or Blackberries. So. Which is the phone I imagine they all have. Does anybody have a BlackBerry, by the way, anymore? Isn't it an amazing time we're living in where nobody has a BlackBerry anymore? That shit's like polio. Like, everybody used to have it, and now nobody has it anymore. And that's a tough joke to do in a room full of seated people if you know anything about polio, just because... Oh, sorry, is it too soon? Does anybody have polio? Oh, come on. My fucking 94-year-old grandfather got polio when he was 6. The last case. I always weird, because there are always like those diehard BlackBerry people, too, who are like, they're so proud about it. You know, they're like, "Yes." I'm like, what happens when that breaks? Where do you get a new one? Like a pawn shop or a fucking museum? How do you fix that? Like, do you just have a bunch in a storage locker? Or like, where are you? I always wondered. Blackberries are so weird. You know, my friend actually has one. We make fun of him, like, basically nonstop. But you know the browser on a Blackberry is Microsoft Bing. Has anybody here ever binged a thing? You ever bing anything? I feel like if you tried to, like, I feel like if you tried to, like, just type Bing into a browser, it would just go, do you mean Google? I'm just going to send you to Google. You seem pretty lost. All right, you guys ready to start this show? We have an awesome show, actually. We have a killer lineup for you tonight. This first comedian, super funny. He's played festivals, and she's here for you now. Everybody, please put your hands together for Carol Zuccoli!
Hello, everybody. Hello, Rivoli. All right, guys. Guys, I'm Carol. I am from Brazil. And I've been living here for 3 years, so I think I've been here enough time to demand my rights, okay? So I'm finally redeeming my shopper's points! What? Yeah. Guys, I have 20,000 points accumulated over 3 years buying overpriced groceries. And now I can have a bag of popcorn for free. Are you kidding? Suck it, Rexel! Suck it big time. Rexel wanna give me air miles. Get the fuck out of here. Those air miles. You know, I'll go with those air miles to Shoppers because they give me free shit. Okay? And I've heard that when I have 35,000 points, Justin Trudeau will come in a white horse, shirtless, with my citizenship in hand. Yo, girl, you deserve. And then he'll be speaking in French because he's the MP of a bilingual country. Oh, ma belle femme, ma petite. And then Drake will come, like, he'll be dancing. And Drake will have, like, Life brand vitamins for everybody. They'll have... I'll be so happy in this country. Guys, I am a comedian. And I have a degree in philosophy. So my status here is refugee. I decided to take philosophy because I came from a poor family. And I just wanted to keep it that way. And I am a comedian and I have a degree in philosophy. So when I go to job interviews, they ask me, what is your greatest weakness? I say, skills. Don't have any. And I've been living with my partner for 10 years. Dude, I don't call him husband because this is a little bit old-fashioned, right? It looks like I just stay at home looking after children. No, not this girl. Mm-mm-mm. We don't have children. I just stay at home. Okay? And we were a very normal couple, okay? We started thin, then we became chubby together. You know, because if you're a couple and you want to be faithful, it's important to be unfuckable. Ain't it? Yeah. But he moved here 6 months before me, and he started to work out. I'm going to repeat that. My 10-year partner moved to Canada, and he started to work out. Why? Why? He told me, oh, I'm blending in the culture. You're lifting weights. You're not playing lacrosse. Okay? Okay? Do you want to blend in the culture? Bacon, poutine, beaver tail, butter tarts, maple syrup, Kraft dinner, ketchup chips. Yeah. I am one with this culture. You can't be married for years and then change monogamy rules, guys. Monogamy rules are clear. We're giving up together. And he told me, Carol, because that's my name. Carol. I'm glad that he remembers. Carol, you also can change your life. Okay, Tony Robbins. All right. I didn't get married to change my life, okay? I got married to wear Crocs in public. Okay? I got married to have one of those vagina bellies. I've heard the word is gunt. I'm not gonna divorce him. No. You know what? Too hard to date today. Too hard. Today you have to compete with those girls. They're gorgeous. They do power kegels. They have a master degree in pole dance. Okay? They're gorgeous. They're half lesbian, half Asian, half robot. Okay? And when a guy is penetrating them, there's a little goblin inside their vaginas, pinching the guy's penises like... You can't compete with that. Can't. Oh. But I'm trying to make this relationship work. But we go to a restaurant to have a romantic dinner. He orders a salad. What makes my fries taste like a punch in my face. And my dessert tastes like I was forever forgotten by God. Oh, me esquece, Jesus Cristo. And my second dessert tastes so guilty. Like when you elbow your grandma's face on Thanksgiving for the last piece of turkey. And my takeout dessert tastes like everybody knows that I pee in the shower. That's why I like my man like I like my coffee. Not going to the gym. And I can't have sex with him anymore. I'm sorry to say that. But I can't have sex with beautiful baddies. Because sex is not meant to be beautiful, okay? If sex was meant to be beautiful, God would have made our eyes on our knees for us to look at the genitals all day long. If genitals were beautiful, we'll never wear pants. We only wear pants to hide the shame of having such disgusting body parts. Yes, I'm Catholic. Thanks, guys. I'm Carol.
Hi, I'm Sandra Radalini, and you're listening to the Alt-Doc Comedy Lounge on Sirius XM at the Rivoli in Toronto.
All right, we are going to keep this show moving along. We only have a few comedians left for you. This next lady, very funny. Please put your hands together for Michelle Shaughnessy.
Keep it going for Danny hosting up a storm. Yes. All right. So Dave was talking about being a father. I think it's great he has kids. A kid. He has one kid. I think it's great. I'm happy for him. I don't want to do that, though. Round of applause. How many parents do we have here? Okay, we have like three. We have like three. Or people that just don't want to fucking clap because they hate their kids. Do we have people here that don't want to have kids? Okay, thank God. Because I'm starting to feel alone because I'm getting to like an age. That's all I'm going to say about it. An age. I don't want to reveal an age that I'm at. But like people are starting to ask me, they're like, when are you going to have kids? And I'm like, never. And some people are so fucking judgy. Are your friends judgy about you not wanting to have kids? And you know it's because they're just fucking miserable and they want you to be miserable with them. Like that's what I'm feeling. Like I say it around some people, I'm like, I don't want to have kids. And they're like, oh, that's so sad. And other people are like, fuck, take mine. They're in the car. They're just like, leave a bottle of wine on the car seat. That's a good deal. Just get rid of them. I don't want to see them ever again. Like, this is one thing that I do have to rant about. Like, I've been doing comedy, like, full-ish time. Like, as full-time as you can do comedy. And, like, still have, like, a roof kind of over your head. Like, it leaks most of the time. But I live there. You know, but I worked in offices for a long time. And I got a rant about this. Because it pisses me off, and like I think about it every time I walk by an office building. Like, if you're supposed to be on maternity leave, man or woman, I'm not going to judge, man or woman, but if you're supposed to be on maternity leave, can you stop showing up at the office 3 to 4 times a week with your fucking baby for visits? Like, does that not piss you guys off? Like, I remember I worked in this office for years, and there was a woman named Shayla, and if you're named Shayla, like, fuck off, you probably are going to do this, whether or not you have a baby now. Like, she would show up all the time. And side note, she was, like, the world's tiniest woman, and she had, like, the fattest baby I've ever seen. Like, I don't know how that's possible. Look like a GMO baby. Like, I was like, who's the father, Monsanto? Like, what aren't you telling us here, Shayla? And she would, like, show up all the time, like, fake happy. Like, I'm like, if you were that happy, you wouldn't be here 3 times a week with your fucking baby, Shayla. And she'd show up all the time, and she'd be like, I'm here. I wanted everyone to see the baby. I'd be like, okay, we saw your baby. I don't like it, and I don't want one. And she'd be like, when are you going to have a baby? It's your turn. And I was like, it's not a board game. Like, it's not my turn. Like, it's not Monopoly. I don't have to take a go at this, Shayla. And you know what she said? I said, Shayla, like, I think it's great you have a baby, but I don't think I want one. She says, how do you know if you don't try? I go, what? She goes, try it. You might like it. I'm like, what? She goes, you don't know if you don't try. Just try it. You got to try one to know. I'm like, Shayla, we're talking about a baby, not a Brussels sprout. What do I do if I try it and I don't like it? I can't wrap it in a napkin and feed it to the dog, Shayla. And she'd say the same thing, too. Every time she'd walk into the office, like, all happy, she'd be like, hey, everybody, I just wanted everyone to see the little miracle. I'm like, what? She goes, yeah, the miracle. I'm like, well, we all talked, and the miracle is that somebody fucked you. Go home, Shayla. And then she'd get on my case. She'd pull me aside one day, and she's like, listen, you're getting to be a certain age, and I'm worried about you. She goes, I'm worried. If you don't have a baby, you're going to wake up one day, and you're going to be sad. I'm like, what? She goes, yeah, if you don't have a baby, you're going to wake up one day, and you're going to be sad. I'm like, you don't know me at all. I wake up every day, and I'm pretty fucking sad, Shayla. If I have a baby, I'm going to wake up 5 times during the night and be pretty sad each and every single time, Shayla. And don't get me wrong. Like, I've lied about having kids when it's felt convenient for me. Like, if I have a day where I'm feeling, like, really low self-esteem and somebody says, hey, do you have kids? I'm like, yeah, I have 4. Like, whoa, you look so good for 4 kids. I can't believe you have 4 kids. Whoa, you look so good. I'm like, yeah, I'm 6 months pregnant with the 5th right now. I'm like, you know what? Dad left doing it on my own. You should probably pay for my Starbucks. Single mom doing it by myself. Or like, you know, we've all ridden the subway, right? And I don't know if there's any TTC employees in here tonight. Are you really? Are you just cheering for them? Okay. You didn't answer my question, so you're probably a TTC employee. Some of them can be pretty mean. Not all of them, but some of them can be pretty mean. I left my cell phone on the subway about 4 months ago. And I get off the subway, and it was one of those situations where you get off and the door slams shut. But the train didn't move. It sat there for a good 45 seconds. And the driver stuck his head out the little driver window. And I make eye contact with him, and I said politely, I go, can you please open up the door as I left my cell phone on the train? And he said to me with attitude, he goes, no. Lost and found. And I never got my phone back, because people don't turn that kind of stuff in. It was gone forever. I learned my lesson. 2 months ago, I left my brand new Mac laptop on the train. The same thing happened. I got off the train. The door slammed shut. driver stuck his head out the little driver window. I make eye contact with him. I point at the doors. I go, my baby's on the train. He opened the doors right back up for me. Now, whenever I take my laptop out in public, I just wear it in one of those baby Bjorn things in front of me. This has been an interesting show. It's been a lot of fun. You're a great laugher. I like that. You're going to be my new best friend. I say new because I don't have any best friends, so it's not going to be hard shoes to fill. It's good. My best friends are dicks. I had a boyfriend in the summer, and they told me he was too hot for me. They were right. And I'm not trying to be self-deprecating. He was. And he was like model hot. I'm trying to figure out how to describe to you how hot he was. He was almost as hot as he thought he was. That's probably the best way. But my friend said to me, they're like, oh, he's so hot. I'm like, I know. And they're like, especially for you. I'm like, fuck you guys. That's rude. That's rude. And I couldn't figure out how I got him. I'm like, how did I get such like a model hot boyfriend? And it turned out he was insane. But I was too busy hiding my insanity to notice. It just kind of slipped through the cracks right there. And there's different levels of crazy. You know it. Like, there's crazy, and then there's, like, girl-level crazy. And to experience that from a man is just crazy. I left him alone in my apartment for about 20 minutes. I'm like, I'm going to grab us a snack. You stay here. And I came back, and all my emails had been read. I know. That's crazy. That's girl-level crazy. Like, he would have never came home to find his emails read. Because I mark that shit as unread when I'm done. Because I'm not a girl anymore. I'm a woman, and that's how you fucking do it. And I don't want to play into, like, the comedy stereotypes, but he was really uncomfortable with what I did. I'll leave you guys on this. I got to get out of here, but I don't want to play into like the comedy stereotypes. But to be honest, it is hard to date as a female comedian because there is so many stereotypes. So I don't like to tell guys what I do for a job. Like, I was seeing a guy for 3 months and I just didn't tell him what I did, which gets awkward because I work at night and I get paid in cash mostly. So finally, he was like, what do you do for a job? Like, this is getting awkward. And I'm like, okay, like maybe he'll like it. Like maybe he'll find it like hot or sexy or empowering, you know? So I'm like, okay. I'm actually a stand-up comic. Like I do it professionally. And he jumped right into all the stereotypes. He goes, oh no, I can't believe I'm dating a female comedian. Ugh. What am I gonna tell people? What, do you just go on stage and talk about your period? I said, relax. I haven't had one of those since we started dating. Like, you got bigger things to worry about. Anyway, you guys have been great. Enjoy the rest of your show.
Hey, this is Ali Hassan, generally harmless Muslim. Shouldn't have even brought it up. Anyway, you are listening to the Alt-Talk Comedy Lounge in Toronto on Sirius XM.
Michelle Shaughnessy, everybody. Keep it going for her. Yes. We only have a couple more comics. Get your goddamn head off his shoulder. No. All right. Two more comics. This next guy is super funny. You're going to love him. Everybody, could you please make a lot of noise for Jordan Foisey?
Hey, everyone. Hi. Hello, I am Jordan Foisey. Oh, man, I was so pumped up to do a bunch of, like, political stuff, but then I think we've had enough, you know? I mean, I can do it, but I also understand that everyone's been like, ugh, and it's like, I wanted to go hard at the Burger King chicken fries authoritarian, but I think, you know, I'll let it lie, but I want you to know that I hate bigotry. Fuck, man, it fucking wrecks my life. I'm so mad at it all. Did you see that there's the rally at City Hall for all those motherfuckers that were like, they're like pro hating Muslims, and they're like they're so afraid of Muslims. They're like, and then they don't want to be they don't want it to be called Islamophobia because they're like, I have the right to be afraid of whatever I want. Actually said that shit. Actually said that. What kind of horrible tiny life do you have where that's what you're clinging to? You know what I mean? Like, oh, first they say I can't be afraid of Muslims, and what's next? I can't be afraid of vampires? My grandfather died on the beaches of Normandy so I could be afraid of whatever I wanted to be afraid of. Okay, that felt good. Okay, I'm good. Now I can just talk about, like, dicks or whatever. how are we feeling? Make some noise for Adrian, everyone. Yeah, no. We're doing... I set that up because I wanted to make fun of her pants. I don't like the fact that we've gentrified sweatpants. Right? Like, all these... We've gentrified sweatpants. Oh, what? Now it costs me $150 to look like I don't give a shit? This is absurd. I don't even have enough money anymore to look like it's laundry day. This is crazy. Okay, guys, I'm trying to cut down on alcohol. I'm trying to cut down. I'm doing a bad job. That's why I put it all the way over there. Because it's, you know, one, my hangovers are crazy. Like, my hangovers are, like, brutal. They're, like, biblical. They're nuts. They're nuts. Like, it feels like I'm crawling through a desert for 24 hours. But, like, a desert you puke in? I don't know if that, like, a desert filled with puke. But, because the thing about alcohol, I feel like it's the most dangerous drug, right? Because every drug has a secret little message. Every drug has a secret little message that it puts in your brain that's kind of the motive of the drug, right? Like marijuana sneaks in your brain, and it's like, hey, everyone in this room doesn't like you. And you're like, oh, okay, all right. Or like ecstasy is like, hey, you're an incredible dancer. You are light made flesh. Go for it, right? That's what's going on there. But alcohol... Alcohol's got the craziest secret little voice. Alcohol's got the craziest secret little voice. Like, alcohol's like, hey, you're great. You're great. You're great. You're great. You're great. Kill yourself. You sneaky bugger, you. What? No. A little story about how alcohol turned on me one time is one day I was out drinking, and it was one of those days where the last call was 4 a.m., which everyone gets all pumped about in Toronto because we're fucking prudes. Like, we're like, oh, my God, I can't wait to puke at dawn. This is going to be sweet, right? So I was out until 4 a.m., and I was drinking, and then I was walking home, and I was, like, wasted, and I was cutting home. I was cutting through a park to get home, and then I fell down in the park, and then I thought to myself, well, this is a perfect opportunity to fall asleep in a park. So that's what I did. I went to sleep in the park, Dufferin Grove Park, and that was the park. And the only reason I woke up was because a kindly old park man, a park spirit, if you will, you know, one of those old park guys you see rummaging around in there. He, like, strolled out of an oak tree or wherever they came from. He came out and he literally kicked me awake. He was like, "This is not for you, Sonny." And I was like, "Are you me from the future? What is this?" So then I went home, and the next day I woke up with one of those biblical hangovers, like one of those fuck everything hangovers, right? I was supposed to go to work that day, but I didn't even go. I didn't go in. I didn't call. I didn't do anything. I was just like, fuck it. I'm going to roll the dice on this one. Like, I'm just not going to go. So I didn't go to work. I didn't call in. I didn't do anything. I was just like, fuck it. And then the next day, I felt so guilty, right, and ashamed. And I was like, oh, my God, Jordan, like, this is a sign that you have a problem, man. Like, you're drinking is affecting your work. Like, that's a sign. Like, you were so drunk that you didn't go to work. Like, that's bad. That's bad. And I was like, oh, my God, okay, I better like, call it, check my messages, see if I'm fired or not or whatever. So I checked my messages, and this is the messages I had got. It was, hey, Jordan, it's your manager at work. Just wanted to call and let you know that you're supposed to work today on the patio, but looks like it's going to rain, so we're not going to need you. Oh, fuck. Yeah, baby. Fuck yeah. That's a goddamn miracle, everyone. Yeah, it's a sign. A sign from God that I rule. Loud and clear, big guy. Gluggity glug. Oh, my God. I've noticed since the Payless Shoes totalitarian became president that my anxiety has changed tenor. I've noticed that since Trump became president, my anxiety has changed tenor. Because, like, for most of my life, my anxiety was all like, oh, my God, Jordan, everything is doomed, and it might be all your fault, and all your dreams and friendships are meaningless. And I'm like, oh, shut up, anxiety. What do you know, right? And now in 2017, my anxiety's like, fucking told you, man. Now that you're listening, will you believe me when I say that none of your friends like you? That's also what anxiety said. Ah, fuck. Okay, I'm gonna do one more. One more? Yeah. Why did I do that? There's more comics. I didn't have to do that. I'll do a quick one here. The bonus was talking about cell phones. And I recently had to get a new cell phone because I left my cell phone in the backseat of a cab because, it was, as we all know, that's the natural predator of a cell phone, the backseat of a cab, right? That is the mongoose to a phone's cobra. And I went in this place, and I didn't know what I was going to get because I'm like one of those fuckers that's all like, oh, surveillance, maybe I'll get a landline because I'm crazy. And... But then they tricked me. They wooed me in with the fancy technology. They're like, Jordan, you gotta get this. You gotta get this new phone, man. Yo, dude, the camera's so good on this phone. It doesn't take pictures of the way things are, but the way things should be. And I was like, whoa, okay, let's do that. Let's do that, right? And he's like, all right, we'll get you this new phone, and you won't even have to pay for it up front. We'll put it on your bill. And I was like, that's perfect for me. And then he's like, but I'm just gonna have to check your credit. And I was like, yeah, fuck yeah. Check it. Fucking check my credit. Yeah, fuck yeah. Look, I mean, at night I'm a stand-up comedian. That day I'm a bus boy. Well, I'm 30, so I'm a bus man. But yeah, check it. Check my credit. I'm sure it's good. Can I see it? No, I don't want to see it. So he checked my credit, and this is what my credit looks like. Yeah. Got a flip phone. Fucking love my flip phone, everyone. It's fucking sick. I love it because it's legitimately the most interesting thing about me. Like, when people see it, they're like, whoa, look at this Jason Bourne off the grid motherfucker. You have some strong opinions. I'm like, I am just bad with money, sir. Don't. Okay, everyone, I've been Jordan Foyce. Thank you so much.
Hey, I'm Sammy Farid. You're listening to the Alt Dog Comedy Lounge at the Rively on Sirius XM.
Please make a lot of noise for Jackie Pirico!
Okay, that's good. Thank you. That's fine. That's fine. Thanks. That's good. That's good. What else? Oh, yeah, a lot of people have been talking to me about babies. Oh, my gosh, so much babies talk, don't you think? And I'd like to say, my best friend just had a baby. Don't clap for that. I don't like it. I don't like it. Everybody's like this about this baby. Ooh, la, la. And I'm like, what the hell? Me and this girl had a pact since grade 4 to do always everything together and never anything not together. So I don't have one of those babies. So where did this baby come from exactly? Well, I know where it came from. It came from hardcore bear fucking. But, like, wait, why did it get here? Because the breach of that grade four covenant. And the only time I get to see my friend now is when I agree to go on an afternoon walk with her and precious baby. Have you been on an afternoon walk with mom and baby? Snooze fest! Holy hell, that's a snooze fest. And you know what? From what I can tell, afternoon walk is like the only thing that those two even have in common. Which is pretty rich, if you ask me, considering only one of them can even do that. And like, she doesn't, it's so annoying. I'm not even there on these afternoon walks. Because she's talking to baby the whole time. She's like, baby, did you see the squirrel, baby? Did you see the dog and the squirrel? And the dog, and is that a dog? And is that a squirrel? And is that a dog? And is that a squirrel, baby? And she can't see baby from where she is behind the buggy. But I can see baby from walking beside. And 9 times out of 10, baby's like this. Like literally, literally, literally. Or, best case scenario, I want to tell my friend, lady, save your breath. I don't think this guy's picking up what you're putting down. Are we not all on board with me bullying this newborn baby? I thought everyone was going to be like, rah, 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 and carry me out on their hands. No, I can't believe it. Not. I know everybody loves baby. This baby doesn't even know talking. If it knew talking, I'd say to it this. I'd say, hey, baby, afternoon walk is really cool and all, but me and your mom used to hitchhike and do drinking and smoking and drugs, and we saw a guy die at the beach once. And we did a Blood Brothers pack. But then I Googled it, and it turns out, according to Precious Science, that moms and babies are automatically blood brothers. Holy shit, this baby's taking everything from me. Everyone okay? You can tell, and I know it. You can tell I'm just jealous. I want a baby. I want one of those. I'm just jealous. I want a fruit of my own. I want a loin fruit. These girls are like, please don't say that again. I do. I want a loin fruit of my very own loin. And I thought I was going to have one by now, but me and my boyfriend broke up, so I'm down one loin. It takes two loins to have that. I'm minus a friggin' loin. We broke up after a few years. How would I describe him? Great guy. But he was just one of those boyfriends that just had, like, so much sex with so much other girls when I was busy not looking. Do you know that kind of like kooky, zany, like free spirit boyfriend that just has so much sex with so much other girls when you're busy not looking? Well, one thing I noticed about that guy is, oh, gee, for someone that was having so much sex with so much other girls, he sure wasn't getting any better at it. Holy Lord. Looks like Malcolm Gladwell's 10,000-hour rule isn't really holding water with that guy. Oh, I'm so glad you've all read this book. Can you imagine I'm spouting off jokes that hinge on everybody reading one book? Aren't we smart? But whatever. And like the annoying thing is that he's already got a new girlfriend, and it's so annoying because like her Instagram pictures keep popping up every time I search for them. What a pain in the ass. What a pain in the ass. And she's like, they're already living together. And she's like, oh, la, 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 I painted a mural in our kitchen. Oh, good on ya. Good. What a perfect gift for a commitment phobe. A mural. No? I thought, here I was that whole time. I thought that was a joke. I want to tell her, a little tip for you here. I got a feeling that he's going to get sick of coming home to that same mural every night. Can you tell I'm the last act, so I've had some drinks? And one of these days, you're going to be sitting home with Mural, and he's going to be out taking in all the local graffiti. I don't know. I'm really pushing this analogy. I like having Sandra and Phil right there beside looking on to me. I like any attention I can get from Sandra and Phil. Give it up for your host and Phil. One time I was on the street corner minding my own business. It was Harbord and Shaw. Minding my own business, waiting across the street, not doing anything, especially nothing slutty. And then this like crazy car rolls up beside me. And I just hear these two voices being like, hey, get off the fucking corner, you fucking slut. Stop fucking horning up on the corner. These two bullying me from the car. And here, this is how sick I am. I'm like, oh my God, Sandra and Phil are bullying me. So what does that say? Anyways, I'm fine. Everything's going fine with me. It's just me and my cat, Natland, and we're fine, and we don't need anybody, and we're sit quietly at home by ourselves, and we're everything's good. And we hate murals. And me and my cat have so much fun, but then switching gears. Have you guys ever seen the movie Girl on the Train? Admit it if you have. Have you seen that movie? And I watch that movie, and it's all about like a domestic abuse tactic called gaslighting, where like a mean bully, like bad husband, like tricks you into thinking, like questioning your whole self and like your whole life, and being like, am I dumb or like am I the worst? You know, they're like, you're the worst, and you're like, am I? Do you know gaslighting? Yeah. Anyway, just realize I've been being friggin' gaslit by my cat, Natlin, for years now. Cats are the ultimate gaslighter. And I'll give you an example. Comes into the kitchen, it's like, meow, 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 rub me, mommy, like, pet me, meow, meow, meow. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'll bite. And then you do that, and then it's like, don't touch me, I didn't ask for that. I never want to be pet that way. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I thought that you wanted that, and I don't know. Isn't it so alarming that it's only like women that are laughing at that? And it's kind of a nervous laugh, like, we're all being gaslit by our cats. But whatever, people don't know how it really is like when we're just by ourselves and they really do love us and they actually, isn't that sad? What's another example of gaslighting? Oh yeah, she's like looking at her dish, she's like, meow, 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 meow. I'm like, no, I fed you. She's like, meow, 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 meow. And you're like, I fed you. I swear I fed you. It's like, meow, meow, meow. And then it's like, oh, it's so weak. It's so weak, it can't move. And you're like, I guess I didn't feed you. Pile on another scoop of $3 a can food. Whoa, I'm really letting it out tonight, huh? Anyway, let's switch gears. More positive note. So I've been trying to pick what I want to be for money. I'm thinking, what will I be? What will I be? It's time to pick it for real. I was like, will I be cashier at Loblaws? Will I be, caregiver of babies, unsupervised with babies? I don't know. What will I be? And then I realized I just saw the friggin' Oscars. I'm like, oh my God, hello, duh. No brainer, I'll be actor. Professional actor. Right? It's only the most easy, fun job for... You get the most money ever just for fibbing. I fib 20 times a day. Okay, you don't believe me. I'm going to show you my new acting. Ready? I'm not afraid of you, and I don't care what you think of me. Good one? That's acting, because I do. I really want you to like me really bad, and I'm scared of so many people in here. A bunch of people were kicking me and punching me before the show. Good one, more acting. Only one person did that. How about this one? Cats are dumb. What's all the fuss about? Thank you, see, professional actor. Just check me out at the 2018 Academy Oscars Awards. But not the part where they play a DVD of all the dead people. Not that part. The part where I win best. Oh, look at the time. I gotta run. My name's Jackie. Thank you so much to the Rivoli. Thank you. Give it up for your host, Sandra. Bye.
The next show that we have, April 4th, MC Tim Rabnett. That's on the Tuesday. Next Monday, we have MC Keith Pedro, Patrick Hay, Kara Connors, Jen Staccato, Patrick Akeem, Todd Graham, Sam Burns, Claire Bedford, Ryan Dunn, thank you very much. Like us on Facebook and everywhere online. Please come back. Thank you for coming. And check us out on SiriusXM Canada, Last 168. I've been Danny Polishuk. Have a great night. Get home safe.
The Alt. Comedy Lounge happens every Monday night at 9 p.m. at the Rivoli in downtown Toronto. For information on upcoming shows, visit alt.comedylounge.com or connect with us on Facebook and Twitter. For previous shows, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Catch you next time.